Bank promises prompt services without unnecessary hassle. Come in. Let us service your banking need. Again, that all-important phone number is 318-561-2227.
Thank you for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-443-8715 to purchase a CD for only a $7 donation. Always remember, it's worth a trip to come and visit Christian Love Baptist Church, 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to Live Big Ministries, where Harry Cooper Jr. is pastor and spirit coach. We are located at 2840 Hollywood Avenue. We live in victory every day, believing in God. If you're interested in joining us in worship, we worship every Sunday at 10:30. Bible study Tuesday at 6:30. And Wednesday at noon. We have a mentoring program if you're interested in mentoring young people at Warner Park Elementary School on Thursdays at 12:30. Here at Hollywood, we believe that the loving is oh so good, so we're reaching out to the Shreveport community and the overall Louisiana community with a message of love, a message of hope, a message of encouragement. Listen now to a recent broadcast by Hollywood Presbyterian Church and Live Big Ministries, where Harry Cooper is pastor.
Forgiveness. Share with you a story that happened a few years ago. I was at a conference, and at this conference was a conference of cancer survivors, people who had survived cancer. And as a part of the healing process, if you have been diagnosed with cancer, the first thing that we encourage you to do, beyond any medical thing that might be on the books, beyond any radiation, beyond any doctor's visits, if you have been diagnosed with cancer, we encourage all of our patients, the first thing we encourage you to do is to forgive everybody in your life of anything that they have ever done. Forgiving everybody, if you have anger or energy that is being expended on anger or lack of forgiveness for something someone may have done, the first thing we encourage you to do is to forgive everybody in your life. The success ratio was increased for the cancer to be removed and them to be restored to health as they eliminated emotional cancers inside of their body. The point of the matter was this: when you carry around an inability to forgive, you have physical consequences for that. And so each of the patients, when they followed through with what was directed for them to do by forgiving others and forgiving themselves, they then began the process of healing. And so what I'm sharing with you today is that God is calling us, in the midst of all the things that we are going through and all the things that are going on in this world, the first thing in order for us to have and experience healing as individuals and as a society is to learn and understanding and to embrace forgiveness. I can ask this question. Have you ever sinned against, wronged, cheated, lied to, deceived, scammed, conned, ripped off, or ever shafted anybody? Do you think it might happen again? Could you be put in a situation where you might have to lie to save your own self? Or you believe that you might, that a lie might be better than the truth? If so, then developing the art of forgiveness might be helpful for you. Because if you have ever sinned or believe you might sin again, and maybe some of us are naughty by nature. Maybe some of us, like Paul said, you know, I start the day off right. I say today I'm going to do everything right. I'm going to love my neighbor. I'm going to treat everybody like I want to be treated. I'm not going to cuss nobody out today. I'm going to forget all the cuss words I ever knew. Or I'm only going to use them sparingly today. They're going to find that one occasion. But I'm just not going to use them like I used to use them. I am going to elevate myself in the morning, the good that I want to do. Oh, I can list them all thing by thing by thing by thing. But by noon, it's like, oh, Lord, I got to start all over again tomorrow because you all made me lose my mind. They got on my last borrowed nerve. Anybody got a last borrowed nerve? You just find the people who just find ways to just tweak that thing inside of you. And the next thing you know, you have gone off the rails. What I am saying is, if you ever have a tendency to want to do right but end up doing wrong, then you might, like I might, need to understand the value of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a prerequisite for spiritual growth, mental health, emotional stability, physical ability, well-being, and rewarding relationships. If you are unable to forgive, the person who is most at risk of your lack of forgiveness is you. It is a key ingredient to true love, for without forgiveness, love is not love. It is a little bit more than a reciprocal back-scratching situation. Without forgiveness, because all you're doing is what somebody does. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. If you stop scratching my back, you better find a wall. The sheer magnitude of sin in this fallen world today is overwhelming. Many people there are many people in this world who are just creepy. They're creeps. They have been so beat up by the world that they have lost their sense of their own humanity. And sinners hurt people, hurt people. Sinners leave sinnies in their way. In fact, even those we love the most will at times wrong us. And in reality, they have the most power to hurt us. People who you don't know don't have as much power to hurt you. But somebody who you know, who you have broken bread with, who has eaten at your table, who has smiled in your face, whom you have trusted with some of your deepest secrets, who you have made yourself vulnerable to, when they let you down, that hurts even worse. All of us are fallen children of Adam, and the art of forgiveness needs to be very handy, and it is indispensable if one wants anything close to real life as God intended for it to be. Life is so full of wounded people. Does anybody just know somebody who's wounded? Know somebody who's hurt? Now, they might, if they weren't hurting, they might not hurt you so much. But if you have ever tried to care for a senior who weren't connected with all of their emotions, then when they are hurt because they're losing their mobility, sometimes they say some hurtful things to you. Sometimes they'll say things, and it's hard not to take what they are saying personally because you are personally hearing it. Or somebody that you love who will use absolute terms, and this is oftentimes for John Gray would say that it's oftentimes women who use absolute terms and men hear those terms absolutely. So if a woman says to you, you never do this, the man hears it as if you never do this. Now, you might have just done what she said you never do last night. So what you will hear when she says you never do it is you are a failure. You are a disappointment. And when you hear you are a failure and a disappointment, you're going to go into yourself and you start wearing your feelings. And the first thought you have is, after all I've done for you, you're going to come at me with this? That's just a natural thing. And the woman is not saying, here's this is going to help the brothers out now. The woman is not saying you never do this. What she means to be saying, what she's really saying, even though her words say you never do it, what she's saying is, right now I'm feeling vulnerable. Right now she's saying I am hurting. Right now she's saying I just don't see where you're doing this right now. Now hopefully that helps somebody out. Now it's not going to hurt a whole lot less. But when you understand that men are from Mars and women are from Venus, we're talking two different languages. And when you understand that, then we need the universal translator. So that's me. Today, I'm the universal translator, just trying to help you understand that she doesn't mean you never do it. She simply means you might not be doing it right now, or she's meaning I'm so overwhelmed with what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling right now that I just can't see that at this moment. So when you understand that, instead of blowing up, you're able to take a step back and say, baby, I understand. I never do it. Teach me how to do it better this time. I thought I was doing it, but I may be wrong. Help me. Now see, if we learn to speak those kind of words, that might work. But if that don't work, then you need to put on some James Brown. Please, please, baby, 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 please. I'm just saying. If I have to beg and plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. You ain't too proud to beg. Cause brothers, no matter what, let me tell you, it's cheaper to keep her. Learning to forgive. Learning to accept people for who they are as they are, not as you want for them to be, is one of the greater challenges, but also growing edges in all of our lives. And if it is that spiritually you want to grow, there's some things you're going to have to let go. Because whatever you feed is what will grow. So if you feed your flesh, if you feed your nature, then that will grow. And learning to forgive feeds your spirit. Learning to forgive is an act of humility. Learning to forgive requires courage. Learning to forgive requires strength. And these things help us to grow. Lack of forgiveness, if it is unchecked, will be like the cancer we spoke of earlier. The reason why the doctors say if you want to heal, the first thing you have to do is to learn to forgive is because you're carrying around people inside your head. And as long as you're carrying unforgiveness around, it causes your cellular body to metastasize and fight against itself. Imagine, think about it. The people you don't forgive, if I call their name right now, if I call the name of somebody who has been your tormentor, what will your body do? Will you notice your body tense up a little bit? Understand, if that happens, then that goes on a molecular, cellular level within your body. And as that happens and you carry that around, it constantly works. Even if the program has not been called up in a while, it's still alive in the back of your mind. So you're walking around not forgiving somebody for something that they did and is killing you. So forgiveness ultimately is not about what the other person did. Forgiveness is what you do for you. Unforgiveness will take away your energy. Unforgiveness is like trying to fly with a hole in the tank. You can take off, but by the time you reach your cruising altitude, you will start to fall and you'll have no power to level off. Like trying to walk with a rock in your shoe. That's what lack of forgiveness is. It will continually be an irritant. So until we are able to forgive, you will walk and that rock in your shoe, and every time it will remind you, and you'll be constantly in that level of pain. It is like trying to crawl across a floor filled with glass. The Greek word for forgiveness, apuluo, literally means to release, to let go, or to set free. The Greek word for forgiveness is apuluo, which means to release. Thus, if someone changes her mind and asks for our forgiveness, then we can release them, set them free from the karmic debt by forgiving them. Similarly, if by guilt we are holding something against ourselves, then by learning the lesson, we can also forgive ourselves. Forgiveness shuts the door on yesterday's wounds. You've heard me constantly talk about living in the now, am I right? And that's going to catch constantly. I don't know when that's not going to be a part of what I talk about, because it's always now. Well, forgiveness, if you have a lack of forgiveness, you're really not fully living in the now. Because whatever you are not forgiving is something that happened in the past. No matter, if you say that I have difficulty forgiving the neo-Nazis and the things that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend. If you're unable to forgive them, that happened in the past. So if you allow that past to dictate what you do today, you become just as lost as they are. It is impossible to change hate with hate. It is impossible to change hate with hate. Now understand, to release and to forgive does not mean to forget. It simply means I release the control you had over me. Now a lot of people talk about in churches, you know, forgive and forget, forgive and forget, forgive and forget. Well, there's a reason why you have a memory. If you forget that fire is hot, you'll put your hand on the stove all over again. And every time, if you always forget that fire is hot, you're going to keep getting burned. So you don't forget, but you do forgive. You release its power over you, and you say to yourself, because I know that you are capable of this, I have forgiven you. You no longer have power. I'm not living in the past, but presently, I am going to restrict my connectivity with you. Until such a time as we can find other ways to build our bridges. I was talking to a friend this week, and he talked about, you know, we talk about reconciliation, reconciliation, reconciliation. And the sense is, can you reconcile if you've never been conciled in the first place? See, to reconcile is to do again what has been done. But if you look at the history that we are living in, there has never been a full-throated apology followed by a set of actions meant to atone for that which was done. Dick Gregory, may he rest in power. As he transitioned to the elders on yesterday, Dick Gregory once said that if you never, ever confess that what you did was wrong, how do you expect to simply turn on the lights and think everything is all right? When you walked in darkness and did dark things, how do you expect it just to be okay since you flipped on the light? No, you still have these. You have a debt that you owe to humanity. And this is simply, I mean, how do you look at Native Americans and simply think, well, okay, y'all just get over it now. We're going to give y'all a few little lands and, you know, we're going to let you build some casinos over that. And then that's our way of doing that thing. No, forgiving says we will allow you to not have power over us, but we also will hold you accountable for what you have done. It doesn't mean you haven't been forgiven. It simply means that what you still have something to do for you. So America's soul is tarnished because America's soul has never confessed its sin. So until we're willing to confess, and this is where forgiveness comes in, because we got to confess our own sin. Each of us individually and all of us collectively. So when you throw a rock to somebody else, you're forgetting that, wait a minute, I got some stuff in my life too. I have some things that are inconsistent. So we learn to forgive ourselves, and that, my sisters and brothers, I ask a question, what is one of the most difficult things to forgive? And many people said to me, forgiving myself. So America has never forgiven itself, but it continues to try to move on. But until you actually deal with it, it's hard to move on as a nation, as individuals. It's hard to deal with it. Face yourself and then say, okay, it happened. It's in the past. I got to let the past stay in the past. Scripture teaches us, forget the former things. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Well, you can't find the new thing God is doing if you keep looking behind you. You keep looking for something that happened years ago. You keep being reminded of what was, so you forget what can be. I am encouraging us to reach toward what can be. It's not saying let people off the hook, but what it's saying is it ain't about them. Forgiveness is about Frederick Buechner is right. He said, to forgive somebody is to say one way or another, you have done something unspeakable. And by all rights, I should call it quits between us. However, although I make no guarantees that I will be able to forget what you've done, and though we may both carry the scars for the rest of our lives, I refuse to let it stand between us. I still want you to be my friend. I got scars. We got scars. We got pains. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us. And so when we learn to forgive, we free ourselves of negative energy, which allows us to be our best self. We can love the person we see in the mirror again. We can make a frenemy of our inner me. And that is our inner me, the inside of us. We can make a friend with that. Unforgiveness allows our pride to remain in the midst of everything that we do. Oh, you'll never do that to me again. I don't know who you think you're talking to. Oh, no, I will not forgive. I will not forget. And what I will do is I will get even. It allows me to do what I want to do. So it's my will be done as opposed to thy will be done. Lack of forgiveness also gives a sense of power over someone, which when you think about it is pretty ridiculous. The one who hurt me may be long gone. There are some people who have not forgiven dead people. People who are dead and gone in their grave, and you still, they call you, somebody calls their name, and you still get your jaws tight. Is it really worth it? What you've been holding on to? Let some of that stuff go. Sometimes we think that if we forgive, then we'll lose something. But ironically, unforgiveness defrauds me. I don't have more, I have less. If I don't forgive, I don't have more, I got less. Less space for God's power to move. But if I forgive you, I got more space for God's power and presence to be revealed inside of me. I got to let you go. You're not that important to me. You're not all that. And it's some stuff that very difficult things that we are called to forgive. And it does not mean that person does not need to be held accountable. If someone violated you, they need to be held accountable. You need to call the police. They need to go to jail. However, you have to forgive them. But by turning them in, you prevent someone else from having to deal with that difficult challenge of having to forgive as well. I knew a person, and understand, by nature, I am a warrior. By nature, I don't mind fighting. I suppress those urges so very often so that I can channel that energy in proper and appropriate ways of fighting. But if left up to my own devices, I might fight almost every day just because I think I'm a Klingon warrior in a human body. Only the Trekkies would get that, Brother Michael. Kablock, you know, every day for me is a good day to die. So I don't mind scuffling up like that, but I channel that energy. But I got a story that made me almost lose that channel. It was of someone who had been impregnated by her father twice and required two terminations of that pregnancy through abortion. And had been violated by her father from the time she was 11 to the time she was 16 or 17 years old. And in dialoguing with this sister, she had found a way to forgive her father for these acts. And with all that is within me, when I first heard her tell me this story, my only inclination was her father needed to probably no longer be on the planet Earth. Because how do you do this to another person? How do you do this to your child? And so understanding the power of forgiveness, I had to learn that lesson because I'm like, sister, how do you forgive this man for this? How do you still ever visit his house ever? How do you not wish him dead or make him dead? What she shared with me was something that is powerful, and I shared with you. She said, I had to take control of me back. I could not give him control of my life. If I woke up and I used to wake up angry every day, mad and couldn't trust anybody or anything. So now it was my life that I had control over, a response that was no longer vital or vibrant because I had let his cloud hang over me. So what I did was not forget. What I did was released his power. Now, I'm not saying everybody can be, it works that way as easily, but I am saying it can work. It's not saying you won't have scars, emotional scars, because you will. That cannot happen and you not have emotional scars, maybe for the rest of your life. But what you can do is when you see that scar, you say, oh, yeah, that's a scar. I remember when that happened. It no longer has power over me because that scar happened in the past. And it is a reminder of what has been. But I can use a reminder of what has been to look forward to what can be. I'm no longer in that moment. So here's what we do. Forgiveness. As we learn and develop our forgiveness, we acknowledge the depth of hurt that the other person has done. To say you are forgiven does not mean it did not hurt. You must acknowledge that it hurts. It hurts to see somebody so caught up in life or death that they take a car and run it into a group of people. That hurts to see. It hurts to look at the statistics about the criminal injustice system and how many people are in jail and some who never did anything. Realize that it's okay to feel wronged. It's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to be hurt. See, these are ways you learn to forgive yourself by first acknowledging it's okay to feel this way. Make a conscious decision to look on the one who hurt you as Jesus would, with compassion for his hurt. Oh, yes. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, he didn't say, oh, Lord, this is feeling good. Oh, nail me one more time. No, he said, I love you so much I'm willing to endure this pain and ask God to forgive you, because if you knew better, you might do better. Pray for those who wronged you and ask God to help you forgive. Forgiveness is not an event, but a process. A prayer definitely helps in the process. It's not an event. You don't just say, oh, I forgive you. That's a process. Because something else can make you remember what you thought you forgave. Keep it simple. Don't exaggerate or diminish the offense, and affirm the other person as human. Never, and I repeat this, never make somebody other. Because if you can make somebody other, then you can do whatever you want to do to them. You could kill them, and it wouldn't make a difference to you because they are other. You don't see any connective tie between you and them. But we are all human, and we all bleed red blood, and we learn to build these bridges. I could hoop and holler, I could yell and shout, but that ain't gonna change much. Not today. This is simply a clarion call to each one of us to live, to forgive, and understand that by forgiving others, you free yourself.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.